This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Download the all-new Radio.com app and listen to 106.7 The Fan anytime, anywhere. It's how you can keep tabs with us, Grant and Danny, when you're not near a radio. Also, make sure you download the DC Quick Pitch. Got a brand new podcast for you. Each and every week we post the DC Quick Pitch. Posted a new installment yesterday. You can go to play.it or iTunes, anywhere podcasts are available. TheFanDC.com is an easy way to find it as well. Broke down our playoff rosters and lineups. It was a fun conversation on the Nats.
Nice little bit of banter there. If you like inside Nationals kind of content, go find that wherever fine podcasts are pervade. GrantandDanny.com. It's all right there on iTunes as well.
Also, GrantandDanny.com/audio if you missed Charlie Slows on the Nats on this show earlier today. So the NFL TV ratings are out. There was a lot of speculation as to what would happen this weekend. A lot of people were curious about what the numbers were going to come back and reveal after the president of the United States, Donald Trump, referred to Colin Kaepernick and other NFL players who take a knee during the national anthem as something I'm not going to say on our show, a SOB.
SOBs.
He also said that the league's attempt basically at becoming safer is making the game worse. Made fun of some of the penalty calls and the flags that get thrown. Look, I have some of those same opinions. I think the quality of the game has suffered. I do think as a fan it is tougher to watch. You heard what I said about targeting in college football. I think it makes it harder for me to enjoy that game. But those were some of the comments. And the president of the United States was on record as saying that he was not going to be watching football. And a lot of people around the country said the same, that if players are going to come out in these acts of unity, taking knees during the anthem, interlocking arms, that I'm not going to watch this weekend or I won't be watching in the near future. So with that in mind, the TV ratings became a major story this weekend. What were they going to reveal? And I've got the numbers in front of me if you want them.
So I wanted to add in, the inverse was also true. There is another faction that says we're not going to watch if you don't hire Colin Kaepernick. We're not going to watch if you continue to blackball the person that kind of started these protesters, become the lightning rod for them as well. So there's two opposite, I would say, factions talking past each other, not about any actual issues, but now kind of the form of protest. That's kind of where we are on this thing. A lot to unpack with it, which we will. But for all the people that have said they aren't watching, it's some very interesting data.
Absolutely. So here are the numbers for this weekend amid the announcement from tens of thousands of people that they wouldn't be watching the NFL. Overall, the league is taking a victory lap today and claiming a win because their ratings were actually up this weekend. That is very much misleading, in my opinion, though, and I'll explain some of the specifics now. But the announcement the league made today was that after last night's Monday Night Football game, which was up massively, the Dallas Cowboys, the Arizona Cardinals, 63% rating boost for Monday Night Football compared to 1 year ago. The ratings total in week three were up 3% for the NFL from week three 1 year ago. They were down, though, before Monday Night Football. And Monday Night Football matters as much as anything else. But the caveat here is 1 year ago in week three, there was a presidential election. I believe that was the night of the Falcons-Saints game, which was actually a pretty good football game, but it got terrible ratings, if I remember correctly. I know that was one of the nights of one of the back
debates
and forth
or whatever.
Debates.
Yeah.
So the presidential debate was taking place for the weekend that correlates to this one. And the ratings were down more than they had been in years, which is why they were up 63% last night, which is why they were up 3% overall. But here are some of the specific numbers. Fox only had one window for viewing. They didn't have their normal doubleheader. So Aikman and Buck were on what is normally a marquee matchup for them. Couple of major media markets on the East Coast, Philadelphia and New York, NFC East football. How often do you see Aikman and Buck calling the Redskins, the Giants, the Cowboys, the Eagles?
Right, the marquee.
That game down 16% from a year ago.
Wow.
Which was interesting. Now, that was a good game. Came down to the horn. Wasn't as entertaining in the first half.
Sluggish start, but
61-yard field goal, back and forth, brilliant fourth quarter, down 16%. CBS, for what it's worth, The early slate of games for CBS up 11%. The late games for CBS, so the 4 o'clock games, down 1%. This is all compared to last year.
Mm-hmm.
Notable, the one of the two games that CBS aired around the country at 4 o'clock was the Packers and the Bear and the Bengals. Packers-Bengals was the highest rated game in any window in any of the games on Sunday. That said, it was still down 1% from last year on the CBS 4 o'clock
game. Gotcha. It was a terrific ball game, too, by the way.
So CBS overall was up from last year while Fox was down. NBC Sunday Night Football, this was Redskins-Raiders. Obviously, anytime the Redskins are on a national TV, that's why they play so many primetime games. It's generally very good for the league. Perhaps it was because the game wasn't competitive. A rare blowout win for the Redskins.
Mm-hmm.
Down double-digit percentage points from last year. Last year's game in that slot was the Dallas Cowboys, which generally is a ratings juggernaut.
There you have it, yeah.
And then Monday Night Football, as I mentioned, up 63%. So that's all the numbers we've got. That's some of the specifics here. So again, ratings up 3% while people are saying they're going to boycott. However, up 3% because Monday Night Football and the Cowboys compared to a year ago with the presidential campaigns ongoing and the debates,
yep,
is why it was up 3%. So I guess we got to wait another week to get more intel on this, but that's where we are.
I think all the folks saying they weren't going to watch or all the defiance led to more intrigue this week. I'm with you. I think the real fascinating data will be what happens the next 2 weeks. Because you touched on it. A perfect storm of a bad Monday Night Football game last year, plus a presidential debate that was unlike something we'd seen in some time. Then to this year, Cowboys going at it, which is a ratings juggernaut because obviously everyone tunes in because they hate them. You get those kinds of massive numbers that will buoy kind of the entire weekend. It's why you put teams like Dallas in prime time so often. So overall, I guess what I can say is much to do about nothing for all the folks that said, I ain't watching. That's it. I'm defiant. I'll tweet other activities while the game is going on just to show you that I'm not watching. I'm at the beach today. Congratulations on that. That's adorable. It didn't have much effect. Now, going forward, that's what I'll be curious about is what are the repercussions? Because you've got, again, I wouldn't say equal numbers of people. It's hard to quantify this, but both opposing sides going, if they're going to take a knee, I ain't watching. If they don't, you know, employ Colin Kaepernick, I ain't watching. You've heard both sides be very vocal about that, again, talking past each other. Those, I think, the very loud fringe of either side, I think, is what the proof will be. Again, we go back to the ratings conversations we've had so often. It's not necessarily less eyeballs. It's the amount of time that people are tuning in.
Sports and politics are unequivocally and inextricably linked. They have been for a long, long time. And there are people who make a living talking about politics in sports. You know, there's an entire field of people who do this. Guys like Dave Zirin, as an example. But I don't think you can ever rip the two completely apart from one another. There are core fabrics that are intertwined here. You'd agree with me, I'd assume, on that.
Yeah.
It is also, for me, disappointing, though, that we can't have an ability to avoid the things that we don't want to have to worry about while we're going to sports. Like, people that listen to our show generally, they have the option to listen to news stations on what's going on around the world. They have the option to listen to speeches of politicians and the president of the United States if they choose to do that. Those things are going on during our show. They come here, I think, the same way that I go to a movie theater or play a video game or listen to sports talk radio, as a therapeutic release. And as someone who tries so hard to stick to sports, which is what people tell me to do on social media, and I feel like I do a good job of that, it gets harder and harder when it comes. I was sticking to sports. I'm still talking about sports right now. I didn't ask for this conversation to continue the way that it did over the weekend. I also think it's an important conversation that needs to be had. And so it's something that on this show, as it's warranted, we do talk about it. But I think there are so many factors with why there's an ebb and a flow, and there's going to be an undulation in the TV ratings. We're going to continue to say, if they're up, this is blowback against the president.
Look, it proves it. Yeah, exactly.
If they're down, the president's right. People aren't watching the NFL. The ratings are always going to be up or down. Look at the ratings of any radio show that you like, any television show. You can always tell whatever story you want to. There's always a way to spin it.
Right.
From year to year, it's this. But look at last month and look at our opponent. And
a lot of victory laps get taken.
100%. You can, any number can be skewed any way you want with ratings, and that's what the networks will do. That's what politicians are going to do. Everyone's going to be able to sell their side of it. For me, I love football. I enjoy football. It's a release for me from a lot of complicated things that aren't as fun for me. And I would just like sometimes football to be football from 1 to 4. That isn't to say anything about the anthems or anything else. I had no problem with anything a single player did. I thought those protests, unifying moments, whatever you want to call them, I thought they were respectful. I don't believe that anyone who takes a knee means any disrespect to the flag or to a military member. I think somehow we all need to find a way to, A, continue to be respectful to and decent to people, that people have differing opinions. And Danny, I think most importantly for me, B, we need to find a way to somehow keep living our lives. If someone isn't personally affronting you in your face, you need to take a breath and just keep finding a way to move on. That would be my advice to everybody.
You still have to go to work today, probably. I have a lot to say about this. We don't have a ton of time at the moment.
So we can get into it next, and we'll take some calls on this if you'd like.
So, yeah. So, the one thing I would offer quickly is that I like everything you just said. I would also say I don't like that the discussion, coverage, and everything else became about the manner of protest. That's all the debate is now. Nobody remembers what we're supposed to be upset about.
Correct.
And everybody gave a different explanation. It's now a roll call over who did what. And I find that a little bit frustrating when there's plenty of other things that we could be concerned about. I will say that.
800-636-1067. Your reactions to the NFL ratings over the weekend and some of the responses that came out with people saying they're going to stop watching football. I don't know if you've seen this, but the Steelers, who didn't come out at all for the national anthem, they've had dozens of fans posting videos of them burning all their Steelers gear. A youth football team changed their team name from the Steelers today.
Mm.
So we just read that story. Getting a lot of blowback. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.